On this point, as many have observed, Mussolini and Lenin held almost identical views. Central to their common outlook was a Sorellian conviction that a small cadre of professional intellectual radicals, who were prepared to reject compromise, parliamentary politics, and anything else that smacked of incremental reform, were indispensable to any successful revolutionary struggle. This avant-garde would shape revolutionary consciousness by fomenting violence and undermining liberal institutions. We must create a proletarian minority sufficiently numerous, sufficiently knowledgeable, sufficiently audacious to substitute itself at the opportune moment for the bourgeois minority, Mussolini channeled Lenin in pitch-perfect tones. The mass will simply follow and submit. Jacobin Fascism. If Mussolini stood on Sorel's shoulders, then, in an important respect, Sorel stood on Rousseau's and Robespierre's. A brief review of the intellectual origins of fascist thought reveals its roots in the romantic nationalism of the 18th century and in the philosophy of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who properly deserves to be called the father of modern fascism. Historians have debated the meaning of the French Revolution for centuries. In many respects, their contending views of this event embody the fundamental difference between liberal and conservative. Compare Wordsworth and Burke, for example. Even our modern distinction between left and right derives from the seating arrangements in the Revolutionary Assembly. Whatever else it may have been, however, one thing is clear. The French Revolution was the first totalitarian revolution, the mother of modern totalitarianism and the spiritual model for the Italian fascist, German Nazi, and Russian communist revolutions. A nationalist populist uprising, it was led and manipulated by an intellectual vanguard determined to replace Christianity with the political religion that glorified the people, anointed the revolutionary vanguard as their priests, and abridged the rights of individuals. As Robespierre put it, "The people is always worth more than individuals. The people is sublime, but individuals are weak, or at any rate, expendable." Robespierre's ideas were derived from his close study of Rousseau, whose theory of the general will formed the intellectual basis for all modern totalitarianisms. According to Rousseau, individuals who live in accordance with the general will are free and virtuous, while those who defy it are criminals, fools, or heretics. These enemies of the common good must be forced to bend to the general will. He described this state-sanctioned coercion in Orwellian terms as the act of forcing men to be free. It was Rousseau who originally sanctified the sovereign will of the masses while dismissing the mechanisms of democracy as corrupting and profane. Such mechanics, voting in elections, representative bodies, and so forth, are hardly ever necessary where the government is well-intentioned, wrote Rousseau in a revealing turn of phrase.